We've seen tree blossoms popping out on the trees in just the last few days, and a sure sign that spring is almost here.
But the warm and mild weather could be having a huge impact on your eyes and your nose. The Daily Pollen Count, put together by Intermountain Allergy and Asthma, shows some of our trees are putting a lot of irritants in the air. And the clinic's Dr. Joseph Anderson is with us now live on the KSL Newsline. And Dr. Anderson, what kinds of pollen levels are you seeing right now?
Off the charts for trees, cottonwood, cedar, and willow. Willow's a little unusual to be as high as it is now. It's similar to cottonwood, so it kind of cross-reacts. So the big ones are really cottonwood and cedar, willow cross-reacting. And these are very high. Trees bother people's eyes a lot, but you'll also get sneezing, runny nose, that kind of thing, or asthma.
Doctor, how unusual is it to have levels that high at this time of year?
Very unusual. In February, I was looking at the elm trees. It was 19th or 20th of February, and they were pollinating in February. So we started doing pollen counts, and they were off, and elm was off the chart in the middle of February, and it just went down from there because elm had peaked. But now we've got cottonwood and cedar really high. We'll soon have box elder and oak and birch, and especially if you're in downtown Salt Lake, sycamore ash. We do our pollen counts out in Draper right now, and those pollen counts are pretty much good for the whole valley. But you get with trees, you get a little bit of regional variation. Downtown Salt Lake, a lot of sycamore and ash.
So they're not just early, they're actually higher than they would be even at their normal time?
These are high counts. You see them this high. I've seen pollen counts of 1,000, you know, with some of these trees in the past. But these are very, very high counts. And usually in a year, you know, you might hit this a few days, but it's really high.
All right. And a lot of people know that it's really high.
A lot of people suffering.
Yeah, it's probably hitting them pretty hard right now. And it's this kind of breezy, warm weather is just ideal. And if we get some rain, it might get a little bit of a respite for people, but they'll pay the price later during grass season if it rains.
All right. Doctor, thanks for your time this afternoon. We appreciate you joining us.
You're welcome.